This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Senator Ted Cruz tangles with the ladies of The View over election integrity. A canvasser for Senator Marco Rubio was attacked and hospitalized for being a Republican. And a transgender actor in the Marvel Universe says their LGBTQIA representation is just not good enough. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. What's going on, Problematics? It is another week. And before we get into everything that I want to talk about today, I want to talk to you a little bit about MyPillow. We all know what MyPillow is. We all know the founder, Mike Lindell, has been targeted by the left a lot over the past couple of years. But what I will tell you is this, and I will tell you because I have these products myself, the MyPillow sheets are amazing. The MyPillow pillows are great. This is good stuff that is made in America. If you support MyPillow, you're supporting somebody who actually really does believe in and care about this country. And if you would like to do that with 15% off, use my code RS15 when you go to mypillow.com. That promo code is RS15 at mypillow.com. All right, let's get into this. So Senator Ted Cruz has a new book to promote, and he is on the time-honored trail of very high-level Republicans who sit in that center seat on The View and get completely attacked by Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, Ana Navarro, and the rest for an hour straight. You know, they have fun. We have fun loving it. The clips always go viral. And I think that if you're a conservative-leaning person, you enjoy seeing somebody that is really intelligent and really has all the facts on his side kind of mix it up with these ladies on The View who just exist in just this echo chamber in the ABC studios on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, which many of them likely never leave. So I want you to listen to this clip. This is Ted Cruz on The View, and he's taken a cue from Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake here when it comes to beating the media at their own game, particularly when it comes to this business about anybody who's conservative being an election denier, or if you talk about election integrity, you are somehow disrespecting the sanctity of American elections. This is very interesting. I want you to listen to this.
try to say the election was fair and square and legitimate. You know who y'all don't do that to? You don't do it to Hillary Clinton, who stood up and said Trump stole the election.
They didn't storm the Capitol. They didn't try to kill my former
Abrams, who said that the election was stolen. They sat here and said it was illegitimate,
and
you guys were fine with it. Okay, so it's illegitimate when Republicans win, but not when Democrats win.
No, you know, here's the thing. We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm. We don't try to change.
Did I miss an entire year of Antifa riots where cities across this country were burning and police cars were being firebombed? Your position is the left doesn't engage in violence, really?
No, they wanted to nuke our friend Mike Pence. Like, how do we make sense of that?
You just accused us of doing something we didn't do. You said Hillary Clinton didn't say whatever she didn't say. I'm saying to you, listen.
And she said it's sitting here, and you were fine with her saying it was illegitimate
for
Republicans to win.
She called Donald Trump the next morning, and she conceded the election, Ted.
Okay.
As did Stacey Abrams.
All right.
She sat there while Donald Trump
Hillary
was getting
Clinton
sworn
says
in.
Trump is an illegitimate
Two
president. Hillary Clinton
right.
says the election is stolen from you. Hillary Clinton in 2002, George W. Bush was selected, not elected.
Paperwork.
Joe Biden, Al Gore was elected president. So Joe Biden claims George W. Bush was illegitimate.
You just said we don't scream at each other, right?
and honestly, if you guys can find this clip, it's even better watching it. It's actually just really entertaining. And there's so many different things going on. First of all, this Alyssa Farah Griffin, has got to be one of the most pathetic characters I've ever seen in media. And I'm not saying this as somebody who, she's obviously a turncoat. You know, she's obviously going against everything that she ever at one point believed so she can get a little taste of mainstream media stardom or whatever. And I don't even begrudge her that, but it's just so sycophantic. She tries to make this point here, and when you watch the video clip, she's like darting and seeing what camera to look at, so I guess she can bat her eyes. She said, well, they didn't try to kill my former boss. It's all very ridiculous. But the point that Ted Cruz is making here, and there's another great clip from Carrie Lake, if you guys can find this, she has a pamphlet. Like, she literally has a book full of receipts when somebody asks her about the questions that she has about the 2020 election of election denying coming from the left, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's people saying that Donald Trump is illegitimate, the Russia collusion delusion. Remember the years of news cycles where we went through that and we, you know, figured out that that was all false, right? And so what's going on right now is they want to, in some way, I don't want to say that they want to criminalize it, but they want to make it not socially acceptable to have any sort of questions whatsoever about the 2020 election. And this ties into the push for election integrity that is coming from the right. You know, one of the complaints that I have about conservatives, about the conservative movement, is that we always seem to be against something the left is doing, and we never seem to be for something that we really care about. And I think that the reason that the left is being caught on their heels, and like I said, if you watch this clip of Ted Cruz on The View, it doesn't cut to the women very much because they are just triggered. When people live so much in their bubble that they do not venture out of it and that they do not even hear another perspective. You can see it in their body language. You can see it in their faces. You can see it in everything. They are triggered. Okay? They're completely triggered. And Ted Cruz makes a really good point. Why is it election denying when anybody has any issues with the 2020 election? By the way, you know, Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Okay, well, the guy couldn't fill a gymnasium, but he got 81 million votes. Okay, whatever. So why is it that when you have any sort of problem with this, you are smeared as some sort of election denier, election integrity, blah, 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 but the people on the left, from the top to the bottom, from the Hillary Clintons of the world to the human abbot, and like all of these people said nothing for 4 years but Trump is fake. Trump is illegitimate. Russia had something to do with our elections. We have to protect our elections. All of this other stuff. And so for me, I have my issues. I think that there was a lot of funny business going on in the 2020 election. Like I have said before, and I will say this a million times, Biden won because he lost the white vote. And the groups that Trump picked up were not enough to make up for what he lost. It really did come down to about 30, 40,000 votes in three swing states, right? Now, the left talks about popular vote, and they talk about these millions of other votes, for Democrats that they get over Republicans, of course, because we're talking about New York and California. And remember, because I have a very long memory, I remember when abolish the Electoral College was a talking point. And that was a talking point that was being pushed very hardcore. And so, of course, anybody with a brain knows that if you abolish the Electoral College, then New York and California will decide the direction of this country. And I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be living in a country that looks like San Francisco. And even though I'm in New York some of the time, I don't necessarily want to be living in a country that looks like New York either. Right? So the Electoral College is what saves us from being governed by New York and California. But I will say this, and I think that this is very important. It is very important that we as Americans have faith in our institutions. And what I believe is this. I believe that there are a lot of people, and I don't believe for a single second that the Hillary Clintons of the world really believe that Russia interfered in our elections. I don't know that they really truly believe that that election was stolen. I believe that it was a talking point that they used to sort of keep a stranglehold on power. And they had this power even when Trump was president because they controlled the entirety of the mainstream media that did nothing but attack him 24/7 throughout the course of the presidency. And it worked enough to get some independents to swing for Biden. And we're all seeing right now how that plays out. I do not believe that they actually questioned the results of those elections. I think that it was just a talking point for them. I think it was another tactic for them. I do believe, and you know, I'm going to be back in Florida for a couple of weeks at a rally with DeSantis and a couple of other people. I have a good friend that is running for Congress. She's likely going to win. Ana Paulina Luna in Florida 13. If you're a listener in Florida 13, vote for her. If you want to donate to the cause, go find out where you can do that online. But when you talk to real people out there in the world, particularly conservative and Republican voters, they have lots of problems with what happened in 2020. And I'm not even talking about the pie in the sky, our election machines are controlled by Venezuela. I'm not talking about that stuff because that stuff's patently ridiculous. I'm talking about the fact that I literally saw for myself swing states breaking for Trump and then all of a sudden counting was stopped. And then restart. It was crazy. And now all of this stuff is being memory holed. And what I will say is this. If we do not make a real shift towards an election day, not an election week, not an election period, not an election month, if we don't make a real shift towards election integrity measures that everybody can agree with and believe in, I do not think that it bodes well for the future of this country because we're just going to go back and forth with half of the country not accepting their side's loss. That is not a good place to be as a country. That is not a unifying place to be in as a country. That is, I think, a dangerous path for this country to be walking down. So I'm glad that Ted Cruz showed up to The View. I always think that we should show up in spaces that are not just echo chambers because you have to get your message out to people that may not believe, may not side with you. I think that's very important. I'm glad that he took them on. And I'm glad that he exposed their hypocrisy to all of their viewers. Well done, Senator Ted Cruz. All right, up next, a staffer for Senator Marco Rubio was attacked and hospitalized in Miami for being a Republican. I have that full story for you after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
All right, Problematics. This story is disturbing. This story is scary, especially for somebody that's conservative-leaning, Republican, etc. Okay? And now I'm gonna tell you this. So Senator Marco Rubio, who's honestly, and I want to talk about Marco Rubio for a second. You know, a lot of people that have started following me, you know, since the Trump years and follow me on Twitter and all that stuff, they think that I became a conservative or Republican because of Donald Trump. That's just not true. I read a book by Senator Marco Rubio called American Dreams. And Marco Rubio, who's the, you know, first generation child of immigrants, had student loans, got himself out of student loan debt, et cetera, et cetera. When you read this book, I had never seen conservatism presented in such a compelling way. I'd never seen conservatism presented in such a way that I connected with. And so I became a Marco Rubio fan when I read that book. It's a really good book. So according to his Twitter, like I said, could be a hoax. Not likely that a sitting senator is going to, you know, have a hoax via his Twitter account, especially not with these photos that are horrific. And this is what he tweeted. Last night, one of our canvassers wearing my t-shirt and a DeSantis hat was brutally attacked by 4 animals who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood in Hialeah, Florida. He suffered internal bleeding, a broken jaw, and will need facial reconstructive surgery. So an arrest has actually been made. So according to the Miami Herald, Hialeah Mayor Esteban Steve Bovo told them that an arrest has been made in the attack. And this is what Rubio said in a rally on Sunday. He said, "Sadly, we get the news and we're still waiting for details. It's always important to have details. We're not like these other people that always jump to conclusions, but we know this. Someone wearing a Rubio t-shirt and a DeSantis hat was walking in a neighborhood not far from here yesterday when 4 individuals assaulted him, broke his nose, broke his jaw, causing him to internally bleed." Now, the Rubio team has not released the name of this staffer, although his photos on social media, these are very horrific pictures. As a matter of fact, you guys, it's on my feed as well. Actually, I retweeted it. So you can follow me on Twitter at Rob Smith Online. It's horrific. This guy's got blood all over his face. He's wearing a Marco Rubio for Senate shirt. He's got blood all over the shirt. Looks like a major scuffle. 2 black eyes. I'm looking at this guy from the looks. He looks like Latino or of color of some sort. I'm pretty sure he's Latino. So this is horrific. This sort of exposure that you have to being the victim of politically motivated violence because what? Because you're not a Biden voter? And it's not even about Biden or Trump. This is Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis. And so what you have to understand is this. The hatred that people on the left have fomented towards Republicans, towards conservatives in the Trump era, the hatred that they have fomented towards these people, it's going to bleed over past the Trump era, because at first it was just about Trump, right? We have succeeded over the past 4 years in completely dehumanizing people because they vote Republican or because they voted for Trump. And that was what happened over the past 4 years, that people that voted for Trump were not even human. Oh, these were Trump support. Remember, you can't even be friends with these people. If they're your family members, don't talk to them. You need to excommunicate from these people from society. Remember Maxine Waters saying that you need to make sure that these people know that they're not welcome in polite society. Remember, get up in their face. Remember, scream at them, make them unwelcome. Remember that in that weird period where you had Republican senators, Republican Congress people just attacked and accosted in restaurants in D.C. and things of that nature. So you have to understand, this is the world that we're living in right now. And I know if you're, you know, liberal or left-leaning and you're listening to me, I know that you would love to both sides this, but there's just not both sides of this. There are no people that are attacked for voting for Joe Biden. There are no people that are attacked for wearing the t-shirt with a Democrat senator on it. There are no people that are attacked for wearing a hat with a prospective Democrat 2024 presidential candidate on it. It just does not happen. And so we get this violence over here that is targeted towards conservatives, that's targeted towards Republicans. And there has not been a single mainstream media news story about this. I have not seen this on CNN. I have not seen this on MSNBC. I have just not seen this anywhere. And you know, as well as I do, problematic listeners, that if the shoe was on the other foot with this, if this was a Biden voter, or if this was somebody that had a Stacey Abrams cap on or something like that, and they were attacked by a group of red hat wearing Trump supporters just because of their politics, you would hear about nothing else for weeks on end. But since the shoe is on the other foot, it's crickets. And I'll tell you, I've been a victim of this stuff myself. You know, if you're a new problematic, if you're just now finding me, probably about a year ago, I was in Los Angeles for a trip. I forget why I went to Los Angeles. I think I went there for some event, some fundraiser. And I think I did one of the shows that films out in Los Angeles. And so I'm in a gay bar in West Hollywood. And there's just somebody that literally some leftist, crazy-eyed leftist comes up to me, calls me a coon, and then walks away. And then I'm like, what are you saying? What is this? Blah, blah, blah. Person starts screaming, gets irate, starts hitting me. I start hitting him back. We get into a scuffle and all this stuff. And it just was like wild to me that I was being physically attacked because somebody did not like my speech. Because somebody thought that it was their place to put me in my place for not voting in a way that they see fit. And that's scary stuff, folks. It really is. And I have to admit, even thinking back to that, and there was an element that I think maybe after that, I sort of pulled back a little bit career-wise, I think. I think that was when I really started thinking about, okay, like, how hard do I want to go? How notorious do I want to be? All of this other stuff. Because first of all, there are some, you know, figures in this movement that can go hard and that can say whatever and they'll be protected. Like, they'll have security, they'll have bodyguards, they'll have full-time, all this other stuff. Not that I would ever want to live that life, but there are some people out there that have that. And I was like, well, I don't have that. So the length to how far I'm going to go is going to be determined by what I feel like my physical safety is at any moment. You know? And that's a scary way to have to think, again, for exercising my fundamental right to free speech. And this is how dangerous that the left thinks free speech is. This is how dangerous free speech is to them, that they would attack somebody for wearing it. DeSantis. DeSantis is not some sort of villain. You know, the left and the mainstream media, they've tried to villainize DeSantis in the way that they've villainized Trump. I just don't see it working. Nothing really sticks like that. And Marco Rubio, Marco Rubio is the most sort of like common sense, milquetoast, mainstream conservative there is. I thought, honestly, I like Marco Rubio so much, I thought that he could have been a credible presidential candidate, but we're just not in the era of a Marco Rubio anymore. Will he try to make a run for it? Maybe. Will he make it out of the primary? No. We're not in an era where we need Marco Rubios, even though as much as I love him as a senator and I love his common sense approach to things, we're not in an era of Marco Rubios in Republican politics. We're in an era of Carrie Lakes and Ron DeSantis's, okay? But it's awful that this has happened to this canvasser. I hope that he gets better. I hope that he gets all the help he needs. God knows that I hope that, you know, the team supports him in some way. He didn't deserve this. And what I hope, honestly, is I'm going to challenge the mainstream media to cover this, because people, the temperature needs to be turned down and people need to know that this is not right. And by the way, I will be saying the same thing if we had verified proof that a Trump supporter attacked somebody that was voting for Joe Biden. And the last point that I'm going to make on this is that if this were to happen the other way around as well, the mainstream media would all come together and they'd be challenging every politician with an R by their name to disavow this, to condemn it. Why are we, as conservatives and Republicans, why is this not the biggest story? Why is every Republican congressman and congresswoman in D.C. not calling on their Democratic colleagues to condemn this, to condemn this act of violence? They're not. And I'm telling you, and one of the things that irritates me about a lot of the Republicans that we have in power right now is their fundamental weakness, because they're not calling for the other side to condemn this when you know that they would be putting all the pressure in the world on us to condemn this if the shoe was on the other foot, and a lot of these people would be buckling. But I hope this person recovers. I hope that, you know, Marco Rubio takes care of this guy. And I hope that people realize that this is just not right. And it's honestly, it is just not the world that I want to live in. And honestly, Problematics, I don't think it's the world that you want to live in either. Up next, we got a culture moment. A transgender Marvel actor is slamming the Marvel Cinematic Universe, saying that they have not done enough for LGBTQ inclusion. I will get into that after the break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Problematics, let's talk culture. This is a story that caught my eye. We did it I'm editing for a website called Off the Press. You can go to offthepress.com, do a lot of culture stories, a lot of politics stuff. But this is a story that caught my eye, and I really wanted to talk about this. So there is a transgender actor, the first trans actor to be in a Marvel movie, by the name of Zach Braff, who was in Spider-Man Far From Home. And so now, so this person became the first openly trans actor to be featured in a Marvel film, portraying Zach in the 2019 Spider-Man Far From Home. I did not see this person, whatever. So he's in it. So this person in an interview with Digital Spy and said, it's not good enough. On some fundamental level, it all boils down to what we value, which is not femininity. That's where hating trans people in a lot of ways comes from, that we don't want people to act less than what we see, which is often masculinity, which is why it's a lot less dangerous to be a trans guy than it is to be a trans girl or a trans feminine person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is not to mention that their new president of VFX and animation, a woman by the name of Victoria Alonso, has promised to help diversify the MCU. There's lots of gay characters in Marvel movies. The Avengers Endgame, Loki, The Eternals, Moon Knight, Thor Love and Thunder. Apparently Black Panther Wakanda Forever has a lesbian in it. So there's lots of LGBTQ, IAK++, whatever representation in these movies. And what's going on is this, and I say this a lot when it comes to people that are in minority groups, and Black people fall victim to this, as do trans people, as do gays and lesbians, as do Latino peoples, etc. They think that by shoving whatever your identity is down people's throats via the mainstream media, that is going to, you know, have some sort of snowball of just sort of acceptance or inclusion or whatever it is that these people want. Because it doesn't seem to me that they just want to be accepted and included because he's already there. And even that's not enough. I guess they need trans superheroes. I guess that they need trans people and major storylines. I guess that they probably are going to want Batman to be trans in 10 years. They want all of this other stuff. And I say this as somebody that is a member of a minority group, and I've said this before. If you are not doing the internal work to make yourself feel good about yourself, about whatever it is that you see when you look into the mirror, and I'm not going to go into, you know, and I have my issues with the overall trans movement and the LGBT and all that other stuff, and I'm not going to do that here. But the fundamental point is this. If you have not done the work with yourself to feel good about what you see when you look in the mirror or who you are, it is not going to matter if somebody uses the correct pronouns. It is not going to matter if there is a trans person that leads the MCU. It's not going to matter if there's a Black superhero. It's not going to matter if there's a lesbian superhero. It's not going to matter if there is a gay romantic comedy with two men that opens in a wide release. All of these things do not matter if you do not put in the work that it takes to love yourself, to love whatever it is that you are looking at when you get into the mirror, when you look in the mirror. And I think that minority communities in this country, and it started, and I'm telling you, like, Black Americans have made lots of strides in entertainment and in terms of, you know, getting our voices. There's so much. I have never lived in an era where there are just, where there's more Black content. There is so much Black content out there for everybody in the streaming era, right? But, and we're talking about, you know, at least, you know, 10, 20 years into this thing, has the increase in all of this content with Black people or with gay people or whatever, has that translated into the problems in that community being solved? I don't think so. Does the existence of Black Panther, is that helping education levels in Black communities? Is that helping inner city schools become better? Is this helping the crime rate in Chicago go down? Is this helping the amount of women that have babies that are out of wedlock in the African-American community? Is this helping the African-American community build wealth? Is this helping fathers stay in the home? Is this supporting African-American entrepreneurship? Is this doing any of these things? It is not. It is employing Black creatives, which is great. But the idea that in order for your community, whatever that community may be, whether it's women, whether it's gay and lesbian, whether it's Latino, whether it's Black, whether it's the alphabet soup, the idea that just because you are somehow represented more in media, then all of a sudden it is going to be this magic button that solves all the problems that you are dealing with is false. It has been false. It always will be false. And the constant emphasis in the push on this sort of mainstream media, well, entertainment has to do this and music has to do this and all these things have to do this in order to make us feel better about ourselves. It's ridiculous. And I get that people want to see it. I mean, look, I watch the Black stuff and I watch some of the gay stuff and I don't watch any of the alphabet soup stuff, but it's nice when there's different stories being told. It's nice to see different things. It's nice that I can go on Broadway and I saw, like, what did I see? I saw a Broadway show last week that was a Black cast. I'm seeing a show this week that's a gay story on Broadway. And then I go see the musicals and all that. I'm glad that that stuff is there. But if I can't look in the mirror and feel good about myself, regardless of what the entertainment industry is doing, regardless of what is happening outside, then I'm just not going to be happy. And I wish that more of these whiners that are sort of minorities in the entertainment industry, where the only way they can get some press is complaining about, oh, there's not enough trans people, or there's not enough Black people, or there's not enough queer people, or there's not enough trans feminine masculine cat boys represented in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, whatever. They're not doing the work, because that work, the change that they want to see, starts with them. And seeing all of these things is not going to make you love yourself anymore. It's not going to fix your life. It's not going to change your life. And it's not going to change the lives of any of those other people, whatever. They got their own stuff to deal with. And that's what I want people to realize. So when I came across the story, that was the point that I wanted to make. I'm not going to like bash trans people or say stop whining or anything like that. It's deeper than that. If this person wants to run around pretending that they're a man, God bless. You want to cosplay as a man? And I'm looking at this person's photo, and like, if you want to pretend that you're a man and you want everybody else to respect how you identify, whatever, like, whatever, fine. But stop trying to change the rest of the planet to fix something that is obviously broken within you. And that goes to this person, that goes to the other minority communities, that goes to anybody who thinks that somebody's acceptance is going to fundamentally fix who they are. Because I got to tell you, it will never, ever happen. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for joining. As always, you can catch me every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you.
The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.